Gimel Beis. So, in Chazal's time, people didn't have plumbing like we do today. So, in the winter, you were allowed to dump your water into the Rishus HaRav. Because anyways, it's water, it's mud and filth. During the summertime, it's not it's dry. To go make mud in the public place is not nice. You're not allowed to do that. You can't do that. You can't make filth. But in the wintertime, remember, there's no pavements. There's no flushing toilets. You know how it was. It was nasty. All winter long, you're slogging around through mud and filth. So you're allowed to just dump your filth into that everyone else has dumped mud and filth in the street. That's how it was in the good old days. Now, right, so the thing is, so therefore you're allowed to do it. But even if you're allowed to do it, doesn't mean that you're not responsible for what happens next. So, that's the case here. Shovach mayim b'rishus harav. If a guy pours his water into rishus harav, v'huzlak b'hen acher, chayav b'nizko, and somebody gets hurt on that water, he slips on it, you have to pay for it. In other words, no one said you're not allowed to pour your water there. But, on the other hand, you're responsible for it. You know, like, I don't know why, people always throw their apples out the car. I hate litter, I'm a Californian. But people, even I will throw my apple, eat an apple with just the core, out the window, into the bushes, because, come on, there's no loss, all gain, right? Biodegradable, everything's a winner. But that does, you're allowed to do that, let's say. Torah for sure lets you do that. But if someone goes and gets hit in the head with your apple, or someone trips over your apple core, then like that's your fault. Somebody wants, you're responsible. So that's the case here. You're allowed to do it, but if you do it, just be mindful that if someone gets hurt on it, you're responsible. Now similarly, we'll have more things. Here, again, they didn't have, it's horrible to think how they used to live, but they didn't have, a little garbage room where you can put your garbage in the sanitation guy comes and takes it, four times a week. So what do you do with the hazardous waste? So you have to dispose of it yourself. Not nuclear waste, but just, sharp things. You have a piece, a broken razor or whatever it is, a broken tool, a sharp thing. Yeah, you have to put it somewhere. So the proper thing to do is bury it deep in the ground where no one can get to it, right? But what happens if you don't? You don't dispose of it properly. The answer is hamatnias, a coats. If you bury a coats, is like a thorn. A thorn, but think of broken glass or something like that. Glass broke in your house, so you have to dump it somewhere. So you bury it, but you don't bury it very deep. You bury it shallow enough in the dirt that it's going to get uncovered. Don't ask me how they're going to adjudicate how deep is deep enough. There is discussion, but the point is, you didn't dig it deep enough, as is evident from the fact that the next day it was already, the wind blew it, uncovered the inch of sand you had on top of it, and there's an exposed piece of broken glass. Someone could turn it into b'chayav. Or, that's a zechuchas, that's really literally broken glass. V'hagoder es gidra b'kotzim, if, second case. The first case was you dispose your hazardous waste in an improper way. The second case is you put your fence around your house, but instead of using the standard, picket fence wood or whatever, stones, you decide barbed wire is a great way to go, which is not normal. Thorn bushes, yeah, literally means thorn bushes, correct. Kotzim means you put thorn bushes. And the case of the Mishnah is where, see, now in modern urban planning, everyone's house is recessed however many feet from the public place. But that's not how it was then. So in other words, you right adjacent, to your property is on the line where the public place walks, and then you've got protruding out of it, even millimeters, but you've got now thorns or barbs or whatever it is, So, and now people walk by, they're going to scratch their clothes against it. They're going to get scratched up. So again, the same thing, you're responsible because you've butted into the Rishus HaRav with your dangerous things. This would not be the case, speaking out, if your property is recessed in from the sidewalk, a few feet, and then you put barbed wire around it, then no one has a business trying to climb your barbed wire fence. Stay out of my property. But if it's touching the public place, you can't say, well, watch where you're going. No, you can't keep your hazardous waste out of our, or thorns, whatever it is, out of the public place. Or v'gader shenafel or Rishus HaRav, or you have a regular fence made out of stones, whatever it is, but you know what? It collapsed. And you just decided to leave it there. So you say, what do you want from me? I didn't make, Hurricane Gloria come blow down my house. There my sukkah is lying. Remember that? There the sukkah is lying. The answer is, you're right, but now it's yours. Go pick it up. It's yours. Your wall collapsed. Okay, it's certainly true. If freak of nature happens and as someone's walking by, your wall collapses on him, you're not responsible. That's different. You didn't do anything. But to leave your debris in the public place, you're not allowed to. It's your house. You got to clean up your mess. So in all those cases, you left something hazardous in the public place, someone got hurt by it, and you have to pay for the damages because you have no business, you're not allowed to obstruct the public place. So, yep.
Yeah,